This is a CBC podcast.
Hi, this is Jesse Brown, and this is not Search Engine. Search Engine has been preempted this week for a CBC Radio 1 special called Canada Writes, hosted by Gian Gomeshi. So do check that out on the radio service. But we'll be back with a fresh radio show and podcast next week, working on a lot of exciting stories, including this one about a suburban counter-terrorist. Shannon Rossmiller is a mother of three living in Montana. Following 9/11, she became obsessed with infiltrating jihadist networks online, befriending these people, building up huge files of evidence against them, and handing it over to the feds. Here she is explaining how that obsession took root when she suffered an injury that left her bedridden on 9/11.
I never started with the intention of actually going out and trying to find terrorists. It just one thing led to another. If you can imagine being on lots of pain medication, muscle relaxers, in addition to the pain of being hurt and then being laid up and not being able to do anything, I basically remember just crying all the time, watching everything that would come on the TV. All the stories of all the people that, you know, there were so many that it just seemed like everyone hit me harder. I had studied serial killers pretty in-depthly, and I just couldn't grasp what kind of people would do something like what happened on 9/11. So I engulfed as many books as I could find on Islam, the Arabic language, terrorist groups. I basically just took it all in and learned as much as I could. Once I heard that there was actually terrorist chatter communications on internet forums, I was just baffled. And from that point forward is pretty much when I sat down at the computer and went to my first Arabic Islamist website. And from there, here today. So
that's from a feature documentary, which will be on an upcoming episode of Search Engine. We hope you'll join us for that. Thanks.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.